Welcome to the Sunday morning podcast from Kingdom Faith Church in Crawley.
Great to be here with you guys. Do you want to just stand to your feet for a moment? I know you've just sat down, but just stand up for a minute. This is a really important moment that as a congregation you guys are in at the moment. Last week, this week, just close your eyes for a moment. Father, we stand before you right now as a people. We stand before your throne. Father, Kingdom Faith doesn't belong to any of us. It belongs to you. It's not up to any of us to do whatever we want with Kingdom Faith, with the church, with any congregation. Kingdom Faith belongs to you. And Father, we're here as part of the Kingdom Faith family. We're here because we want to move with you and with your spirit in the days that we are in. Father, I just want to thank you for what has been, all that you've been doing. Father, I thank you for the lives that have been saved, healed, set free, delivered. People's lives that have been turned around in this congregation as part of who we are as a wider church. Father, I thank you for the family, for the community. Father, I thank you for the love that there is for one another. And Father, we praise you. We give you thanks for all that you have done and all that you are doing at this moment. And all that you are going to do in the next few weeks, months, and years ahead. Father, I thank you for the grace of your Spirit. For the change, the transition that is taking place during this time. Thank you for your grace upon all of us. Father, I thank you as we move forward, there's an even greater release of your Spirit than we have seen, because you always move from glory to glory, from glory to glory. It's not because of people, it's because of how you work and how you move. And Father, I thank you, continue to move us forward as a people into your purposes and all that you want to continue to do, unfold and increase and release more. Father, we thank you for the call upon who we are to see your kingdom come in Crawley, on earth as it is in heaven. Father, I thank you, you've called us as a kingdom people in Crawley to reach and to impact homes and families and communities and districts and areas around this town. Father, we thank you for the grace, the anointing. We thank you for the call upon who we are. And Father, I thank you that no one is here by accident. That you're here because you've called us here to be part of what you are doing. And so Jesus, we stand here before you. We belong to you. And like your word says, we belong to one another. So, Father, I thank you for a fresh release of your Spirit upon this congregation, upon every person, every individual, couple, family, household. Fresh release of your Spirit for the days that we're in and the days you're leading us into. We thank you. We praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody said, Amen, Amen, Amen. if you want to, you can take a seat now. I won't ask you to stand up in a couple of minutes. Brilliant. Well, great to be here with you guys. Do you mind if Lionel keeps playing? It'd be great just to do all this in this atmosphere, because it's a holy moment in terms of what God is doing. And you know, when there's a season change or when things change in the natural, you're aware, you can see at the moment, we've come from summer to autumn, and you can see the change, you can feel it, see it, experience it. And it's the same when God brings change. We can see it, we can feel it, we can experience it. But every season we embrace because of what that season brings. And last week, you guys had, as far as I'm told by Rohan and Anna, you had an amazing Sunday last week, right? Just thanking them, stories, loving them, blessing them. And I know it was very much a heart morning, right? And with Rohan and Anna, this is not a farewell or a goodbye. It's a thank you. Well done, good and faithful servants. Amen. Because they've sown their lives for the last 9 or 10 years or more even into the Crawley congregation, into your lives and others that are not here maybe. But they've sown their lives into all of you and others in prayer, with love, with pastoral care, teaching, encouraging, sometimes maybe a little bit of correcting that's needed in our lives. That's a good shepherd, one who also helps to keep people in line and with the word and all of that. And we want to thank them, we want to honor them. So do you guys want to just come up? And lads, do you want to come as well? And I know you guys did a lot last week to bless them and all that you said. Do you want to just come forward a bit more? Is that all right? But we just, I know we did this a few weeks ago in the joint meeting that we had in Horsham a few weeks ago. But firstly, we just want to say we love you. We appreciate you. We honor you for who you are as a family, or you guys as well, even though you don't support Arsenal. Okay, we'll let you off there. But just the way you've given your lives, and that's been with a lot of joy. That's been with some tears. That's been with some, oh, what are we doing at this moment, times, you know. But you've been faithful and you've sown your lives into all of these lovely people here. And that I know of friends, because it's family, you know. It's not just a bunch of people who meet in a building once a week. It's family. And we just want to thank you for the way you've done that. And I know all these guys have said things last week, but we just want to pray for you as God has been leading you over the last 12 months or so, and that whatever you began to sense a year or so ago about change and what was that going to be, and then knowing you felt it was right to step down from this role and move into what you're doing now with the counselling, and you moving into IT role, just being more out in the community, and a different season for you. And we just want to pray for you and release you into this new season. It's important that everybody said what you said last week, prayed for them, but it's important for Jane and I as the senior pastors to just with you guys now to thank them and to pray together for them. So do you want to stand to your feet, and do you guys want to come forward a little bit more, and we're just going to pray for these guys and bless them. Yeah, you can raise your hands towards them if you want, and thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for this amazing family. Father, I thank you for their love for you, their love for who we are. Father, I thank you for the many hours over the years of prayer, of wisdom, of investing, discipling, pastoring, teaching, equipping, training that's gone on. Father, I thank you that you move us from one degree of glory to the next, as you said. And Father, I thank you that as these guys step into this new season for them, we thank you right now for just that fresh release of your Spirit upon them. fresh grace in their lives as a couple, as a family. I thank you for the anointing, for what you're bringing them into in terms of work, what they're putting their hands to, in terms of the call upon their lives during this season and how you're outworking that. Father, we thank you upon the boys as well in this changing, transition kind of season for them. Maybe a new rhythm as a family and what that's going to mean for them. Father, I thank you that you enable them to flourish and thrive as a family in a new way. Father, I thank you bless them spiritually, but you also bless them relationally as a family. Also materially and financially, as you move them into new things, that it will be a blessing going forward. Father, I thank you for favor in the workplace. Favor in the places that you've called them into, the different situations. Thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for your presence, your hand upon them, that them being in these respective situations brings your presence, brings your kingdom into those situations, into people's lives. We thank you, you're going to impact many, many people in these coming months and years through them, as they're out more in the community in different ways in people's lives. We thank you for them. And Father, we speak your blessing and your goodness over them, your abundance in every way. We praise your wonderful name. Thank you, Jesus.
Just in today's reading, one of the scriptures, it said, the man who fears the Lord, his family is blessed. And Father, we speak your blessing over this family in this transition. Lord, as you honor them, as they've honored you over the years in sacrifice as a family, we thank you, we can never outgive you. And you bless this family more than they can ask or imagine. As they've sown their lives and their time into others, you give back to them, Lord, as they go forward. And I thank you, Lord, you bless them. We bless you in the name of the Lord with all that he is and all that he has. And that you go in peace into this new season. His wholeness and completeness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And we just speak continual fear of the Lord on your family all the days of your life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Bless you guys.
Bless you guys. I know a lot was said last week, both ways and everything. So let's encourage these guys. Thank them. Bless them. All right.
Exactly. Yeah, very quickly. Very good. Yeah, you can grab a seat. Very quickly, because I know I said some things last week and I think even the week before, but yeah, I just want to again just echo what you said last week. Just a big thank you to everyone who have, you know, walked alongside us in the purposes of God over the last 8 years of us leading the congregation. But we've been part of Kingdom Faith Crawley for what, 14 years, I think it's been something like that. We've been in Kingdom Faith for 17 years. And it's been a blessing. And I want to thank you, Pastor Clive and Jane and the other leaders as well, that have really encouraged us, invested in us, you know, given us this opportunity in the first place, pushed us forward, equipped us, trained us, got us ready and just said, you know, now's your time. And, you know, we stepped into that and it's been a blessing. And the only thing I want to just say this morning, I mean, first of all, thanking all of you, but is, you know, being a pastor, as many of you know, it's not easy. It's not easy, and it's a labor of love. It's a sacrificial laying your life down. And you know, I feel like over the years, it's been like the Lord just takes you on a journey of processing you and dealing with you and just humbling you to serve others so that it's not about me, it's not about us, it's not about ourselves, but it's about giving our lives to serve other people, to be there for other people. And I want to just say it can be tough. So please pray for Victor, pray for Emma, get behind them, really pray for them, really support them, really get alongside them, carry the burden that God has given them to carry. with them. You know, we're all called to be part of the body of Christ. It's not just the leaders, it's the body, all of you. You've all got gifts and talents and abilities and things that God's called you to do. So bring them into the house of God. Serve, give. That's how God wants to grow you, by you serving. You know, many people have said that, you know, and I know of people recently that have just come in, like I'm going to pick on Regina, who's just come into the congregation and she's just given and given and given and been at everything, pray all the prayer meetings, serving, doing things, whatever, you know. I mean, there's many of you I could say that of as well, but just, you know, come and put your gifts into the Lord's hands so that he can use them and multiply them for the kingdom to grow, for our church to grow, to bless other people. And I think that's all I've got to say, but massive thank you to everyone. We appreciate you all. We're not disappearing. We will be back in January. I might even be back next week. There's a few things we need to just hand over and transition a little bit better, so I may even be back next week. But we're not disappearing. We're still in Crawley. We're still on the end of the phone. So thank you all. We love you all. God bless.
Great, bless you guys. Everybody in the room, if you know Jesus, you're anointed. You have graces in your life. And together, we make up who God wants us to be, for God to do what he wants to do through us. But also, God calls people to have certain... We all have responsibilities, but God calls us to have different roles and responsibilities. And one of those is to be a shepherd, someone who is responsible for the life of the people and what is going on, what God is saying and how that is outworked in a particular place. And many of you will know Victor and Emma already. Some of you might not know them that well. But they are praying people. They are word people. People of faith. People of truth. They love Jesus. They have a huge pastoral heart. But also, as well as that kind of shepherd grace, if you like, that's upon their lives, there's also like an apostolic grace upon them and a strong teaching grace. So if you think about the fivefold ministry, which is apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, or if used as word shepherd instead of pastor for a moment, every one of us in this room has an expression of some of those in our lives. So if you have apostolic grace, it doesn't necessarily mean you're an apostle. But there's things that make up different, and everybody fits in somewhere in those fivefold giftings and ministries. But God calls some to take responsibility to lead, and that's a responsibility that nobody should take lightly, because anybody who's in a leadership position in the church, when you stand before God one day, you're standing before God to say, this is what I did with the life that you gave me and all that you wanted me to do. But you're also standing before God, if you're a leader in the church, saying, what did you do with the responsibility that I gave you for those that I entrusted in your hands? That's quite a weighty thing, isn't it? And so I know Victor and Emma are not taking this lightly in any way, but seriously, sounds like a marriage moment now, but seriously, before, you know, but not in a heavy way, because whatever God calls us to, any of us, he gives us the grace, the enabling to do whatever he calls us to do, because none of us can live the Christian life in our own strength. We can only do it in the power of the Spirit. So whatever he calls us to, he anoints us for, he gives us the grace for, but he empowers us by his Spirit to do that. And what we're going to be doing in a couple of moments is we're going to lay hands on them and we're going to anoint them with oil. What does that mean? In the Bible, when people were sent out or people were commissioned for a particular purpose, hands were laid on them. It was like a commissioning from God. And people were anointed with oil, which means God was setting them apart for a holy purpose. We are a holy people. Amen. Sometimes you might not feel holy, but you are holy. And God calls people to lead a holy people, and therefore he sets them apart for a holy work, which these guys are not taking lightly in any way. And so when we lay hands on these guys and we're anointing them with oil, there's two main things that are going on. One is a fresh consecration, a setting apart for the work, for what God is asking of them. And the second part is an empowering for the work. So it's setting apart for this holy purpose and empowering them with his spirit for what God wants to do and the responsibility that they are going to step into. And so what's going on now, this morning, is Rohan and Anna are stepping down from that spiritual responsibility. And it's important that we acknowledge that and we pray for them and release them into what God has for them, what God is doing with them, is going to be doing with them going forward. But also that then we recognize when we pray for Victor and Emma and the family and they stand up, there's a spiritual transaction that's taking place here. And so what happens at that moment, you might not see it physically, but when we set people apart for leading, like becoming a shepherd, a leader, a pastor of a congregation or a church, there's a mantle spiritually that comes upon them. There's fresh anointing from the Holy Spirit. There's a mantle of authority, delegated authority that God gives to people. Not that it's our own authority, it's God's authority that is then delegated. It's like a mantle that comes upon people. And just before we pray for them, when Samuel the prophet anointed David, David came before him. David was a worshiper. He was out in the desert, you know, looking after the sheep. He was a worshiper, but they brought him before the prophet. And when the prophet anointed him and laid hands on him, it said that the Holy Spirit was upon him in power from that day onwards. And it doesn't mean the Spirit wasn't already on him before, but what it means is the Holy Spirit came upon him in power to step into the call and the anointing that God had for him. And so when we pray for them, it's like a mantle is going to come upon them, okay, in the spirit, spiritually. And one of the things that happens when you set people apart for this kind of role is they'll begin to hear God about some things that he wants to do here in Crawley, in all of our lives here, and moving forward to impact and reach the town. God will begin to give them downloads that before they didn't need because they weren't in this position of responsibility. But when they step into that, they'll begin to hear things from God, understanding, insights, discernment, revelation, vision, direction, all of that that will get released because they step into that role. A mantle comes upon them by the Spirit, an authority to take the lead and to bring direction. It's going to be exciting going forward. You've had some great days, but there's great days ahead. Amen. So, Victor and Emma, would you like to just come? And Kirk and Taylor. Bless you guys. Now there's some things we just want to share with you that we believe God was saying to us before we pray for you. And I know you're taking this seriously, right, which is good. And I know you texted yesterday, you had a few butterflies and a few nerves. That's good, because I think if we just roll into something going, yeah, I can handle this, you know, we're probably going to trip over. But if we come a bit like, wow, this is in some reverent fear of the Lord, you know, what a great place to be. Because we know we can't do this. I can't do what I do in my own strength. Half the time we're like, Holy Spirit, where are we going? What are we doing? That's a good place to live in our lives. Amen. Dependent on the Holy Spirit. Do you want to share what you had first?
Do you want to get the staff?
Yeah. Can you bring that up? Is that okay? Thanks.
Okay. Okay. When we were praying for you guys last night, the Lord started speaking to both of us about the shepherd. And Clive's going to say what he's going to say, but you have a shepherd's heart, but at the same time, the shepherd's staff was to lead the flock gently. We know that in Psalm 23, but also in Isaiah 30, it talks about the staff, God using, God is our shepherd, a great shepherd. And when he uses the staff, he uses it, the rod and the staff, against the enemy. And I just really sense as we pray for you today, like Samuel when he anointed David, that you're coming as a shepherd, and that's your heart, but also as a king, as a leader. And God is anointing you not just to lead the flock gently, which you will do, but also as a king, and to use your authority against the enemy, and to use your authority over the people, but also over Crawley. There's something the Lord wants to mantle you with in authority, fresh authority today. And I also, when I was praying, I just saw you taking hold of the reins. And then it unfolded a bit more, and these reins were on a chariot. And then it unfolded a bit more, and this chariot was, there were fast horses. And then you had hold of the reins, you were riding the chariot, and it was going at speed, and there was a charge in you that was leading this congregation in a fresh way, and leading not just in this congregation, but in Crawley, in the Spirit. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. So, do you want to share, and then we pray?
Yeah, in Ezekiel 34, God speaks about the shepherds. I mean, they weren't doing a particularly good job, but in the five things that he said, these are the things that he calls a shepherd to be doing. And these five things are: one, to strengthen the weak, to heal the sick, to bind up the injured, to bring back the strays, and to reach the search for the lost and reach the lost. And that's part of being a shepherd. But also, I believe God said to me about the charge that Paul gave Timothy, and that God wanted to give you that charge, okay? Not as a heavy thing, but as part of the grace and the anointing that he wants to just release in your life. So I want to just give you that, okay? And think about a shepherd's crook. It does a few things. One, if a sheep goes into a ditch, the whole idea of the bit at the end is to try and hook them out, to get them out, right? And part of this responsibility is to help people if they, you know, go this way or that way, is to help, hey, come on, come back on track. You know, I want to help bring you out of what you've got stuck in, or you've whatever. How many of you know you don't make all the best decisions every time in your life, right? And you need a little bit of help. Okay, well, that's part of what that does. Okay, this little hook bit at the end. But also, part of the, when the shepherd's like doing this with the sheep, and just, he's not whacking them with the sheep. What he's doing is he's helping sometimes to keep them from going astray, keep them going off track, helps them to keep moving them together. And how many of you ever watch sheep? What do they do a lot of the time? They've got their nose to the ground, eating away at the grass, and the shepherd's going, hey guys, come on, we're moving on. And they're going, nom, 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 you know, down at the grass. And he's like, hey guys, come on, we're moving to new pastures. And sometimes we're so busy doing what we're doing, the shepherd then comes and walks amongst the sheep to get their attention, to realize, oh, hang on a minute, the shepherd's here. Then they look up And then he goes, come on, let's go. And then the sheep go, yeah, right, okay. So let's not be people that have just got our heads buried in the grass, focused around whatever you could be distracted in or whatever. But let's keep aware of firstly the shepherd's voice this way, but also the shepherd's voice that God brings through Victor and Emma and others in the congregation, so that we're ready to, well, we're continually moving forward in terms of what God is doing. And so I just want to read these few verses in 1 Timothy 4. And I believe this is a charge that God is giving you. And then we're going to pray for you guys. It says here, in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus. So God is here and Jesus is here by his Spirit. In the presence of God and in Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I believe the Lord is giving you this charge. Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage. This is really important. With great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. We're living in that time already. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. But you, keep your head in all situations. Endure hardship. Do the work of an evangelist and discharge all the duties of your ministry. Thank you, Jesus. Shall we stand together? Yeah. Father, we thank you for this wonderful family. Father, I thank you for their heart for you. Your heart for the people here. Your heart for Crawley and the purposes that you want to unfold, continue to move forward. Father, we just lay hands on Victor. Father, we thank you for the anointing, the grace, as you set him apart for this work of ministry. Father, I thank you for the mantle of leadership, that godly authority that rests upon him right now. Father, I thank you for the discernment of the Spirit, the ears of your Spirit, the eyes of your Spirit, to hear and to see all that you're saying and doing. I thank you for the anointing to preach and to teach the word, to encourage, to strengthen, to build and equip the saints. Father, I thank you for that shepherd's anointing, but I thank you also for the apostolic grace upon his life. Father, I thank you for fresh breakthroughs that there are going to be in and through the congregation here in Crawley. And Father, we just set him apart right now for that work of ministry, the call upon his life and their life together. We thank you for the charge right now that you give him. Thank you that it can't be done in his own strength. It can only be done in the power of your Spirit. We thank you for that fresh release of your power. Like David, from that day on, the Holy Spirit came upon him in power from that day on. Father, I thank you that you come upon him in power from this day on. as they stand before you right now and step into this place of serving you and serving your people. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you. Thank you for Emma. Thank you for the grace and the anointing. Thank you for the spirit of prayer and intercession that is upon her life. For I thank you for the wisdom, that mantle of wisdom that is upon her. Father, I thank you for that heart of a mother to raise spiritual children, not just our own physical children, but spiritual children. And Father, I thank you together that they become spiritual parents, the father and mother for this congregation, to raise up spiritual children that are also then going to raise spiritual children, a multiplication through their lives. We thank you, Father. Father, we thank you for the children. Father, I thank you. Thank you for Kirk. Father, I thank you that your hand's upon this young man. Your grace is upon him. Thank you, you're going to meet with him in fresh ways going forward. He's going to grow in stature in you, to know you, to walk with you, and to be part of what you're doing in this congregation with the younger people, as you can increase what you're doing amongst the younger generation in this congregation. Thank you, he's going to play a part in that. Father, we thank you right now for Kayla. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for that sensitivity of spirit to know you, to hear your voice, and to walk with you. Father, I thank you for dreams and visions. You're just going to release dreams and visions in her life. Thank you for the prophetic grace upon her life. Father, we just thank you for the richness of all that you're going to do in and through them. As a family, we thank you, Jesus. We praise your awesome name. Let's just raise our hands, shall we? Just lift our hands to the Lord, but also towards them. Father, I just speak your protection around their lives. You know, when you step into a role like this, you know, the enemy wants to come and have a go. He wants to steal, kill and destroy. He wants to undermine. He wants to come against. If he can take leaders out, it affects so many people. And that's why it's important that we stand together as a people, that we pray for our leaders, as well as praying for the body and one another. And so, Father, we thank you that you are their strong tower. You are their refuge. You're their protection. You are their victory. I thank you, you're their health and their wholeness. You're their provision and provider. You are everything they need spiritually, emotionally, mentally, physically, financially, materially. You're everything that they need. And we just speak your abundant life and your abundant goodness over them. And Father, we stand here as a people and say, we honor you. We honor you, Victor and Emma and the family. We honor you. Father, we thank you. We praise your mighty, awesome name. Just everybody here for a moment. Just take a moment just to thank the Lord yourself. Father, thank you for this couple. Thank you for this family. Thank you that you are putting them in a position to be a shepherd for my life. someone who's going to invest in me, encourage me, strengthen me, build me up, and show me more of who God is through their lives. Thank you for them right now, just around the room. Just speak out that thanks and acknowledge what God is doing right now. Just thank the Lord that you're going to grow as a result of their lives because of who God is and what he's doing in them and through them. Just thank him for all that they're going to be and bring into our lives. We thank you, Jesus, for them. We thank you, Father. We praise your wonderful name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's take a moment, just thank the Lord, shall we, for them? Thank you, Jesus. Great. If you want to just take a seat, I've asked Victor just to share for a few minutes, just whatever's on his heart, what he wants to bring to you guys this morning.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources from Kingdom Faith and our other audio and video podcasts, please visit www.kingdomfaith.com.